So first of all then, how instrumental have you been in this link-up between the Blades and Fenerbahce?
Well, I was the first one to think about it and, of course, presented to the both board members of the both clubs. And they accepted immediately. But the problem was the schedule of the team didn't fit. But after the, unfortunately, the tragedy strike in Turkey, then I made another offer to Fenerbahce. I said, you know, it's not only the Blades' 125th year. We also had a tragedy, and Sheffield can relate to such a tragedy because it's a working class club, working class city. And, you know, when you go outside of Sheffield in the Yorkshire area, it's a miners' community. And they accepted right away and without asking for any money. Because usually to bring these kind of squads to any kind of stadium opening, any friendly, any farewell game, you know, it's a six-figure contract. So it was, you know, I think good of both clubs to just shake on it and make it happen.
And I'm right in thinking that some of the monies that will be generated by sales for this match will go to that charity to aid the disaster.
That is correct, sir, because Fenerbahce has set up a scholarship for the children of the minors who passed away, and they will support them in their education for the next 5 years. So some of the money will be contributed towards a scholarship.
I appreciate this fixture obviously has that reasoning for it, but because of your involvement, because of the success of getting this on, even if ultimately one day there may well be money's changing hands, if you like, could it be a regular fixture?
I'm really hoping so, because there is a lot to benefit from both clubs. Like, I think Fenerbahce can really help Sheffield United in regards of merchandising, season ticket sales, sponsorship meetings, international meetings. You know, it can really broaden the connections that Sheffield United already has. And I think Sheffield United has an unbelievable youth academy, which is pretty underrated, in my opinion, in world football right now. And Fenerbahce can also benefit from the youth academy of Sheffield United. You know, it's a win-win situation for both. I really hope it's going to be a long-lasting relationship.
That's interesting, isn't it? So I suppose both can use the other's expertise, but from Sheffield United's perspective, it opens lots of doors that a club that regularly plays in the Champions League, etc., 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 will bring.
That is correct. Well, you know, Fenerbahce has been having some problems lately. Maybe you may have heard of it. But the Turkish court has ordered a retrial, so it looks like we're going to be suing a lot of people, which is good. Another thing which I will never forget, during these bad times, I mean before the retrial, and because now we see the light at the end of the tunnel, but when everything was all dark, Sheffield United was the first club officially to give us a hand, which I will never ever forget personally. Mm-hmm.
A lot of fans will obviously be fully aware of what you're talking about. I am as well. But for those that will be listening to this for the first time, give us an idea. What's happened to get to this stage with the court and the retrial?
Well, what happened was 3 years ago, just over 3 years ago, one morning there was an operation regarding match fixing. But there was something funny about it, which nobody believed it on day one. I'll tell you why. There was absolutely no evidence. There was only so-called written phone conversations, but no audio to back them up. For 3 years, Fenerbahce's lawyers, which I know a couple of them personally, have been almost begging the court to say, okay, fine, if you have the written statements, we would love them to be compared with the audios that you have, since you've been, you know, tapping the phones, so that if we're guilty, we're guilty. But 3 years, over 3 years, no audio, nothing to back it up. It was only written reports. And the group that has done this operation has done the same thing to certain members of the media and certain members of the Turkish military. That one you may have heard already.
Yeah.
And now the exact same group who has done this operation, they are being tried right now in court for creating false evidence and for fraud on documents. So, as I said, the light is there at the end of the tunnel. Mm.
And the final one on this, because that's not really what it's all about, but when do you believe that that will all be signed off and put away and forgotten about?
Well, first of all, the retrial is very important, which I believe it will not take less than a year. Once Fenerbahce is cleared in that retrial, then I believe we can go and talk to the Turkish Football Federation and to see, because Fenerbahce lost 3 years of Champions League. That means at least 75 million euros in cash, at least, not to mention the prestige, not to mention the damage it has done to the brand name, and not to mention that we are a public company and all the stocks went down on this operation. So many people lost money. So I think it's going to be pretty entertaining once the court is over.
To bring it back to Thursday evening, what do you know about the type of team that they will bring? I mean, there's obviously various different star players from A, the Turkish national team, and B, that will have played, that have played in the Premier League, yeah. Real Morelos, etc., etc. How many of those do you know or think may well be involved here?
No, I have the list of the players, and it's a full squad coming, all except Kayt, because as you know, Kayt played at the end of the World Cup, so he needs to rest until August 9th. But other than that, every single player is coming. I mean, of course, it depends on the manager who's going to be on the pitch that day, but I know that the full squad is coming. It's a very expensive squad, so I'm hoping that the Sheffield United fans will enjoy it. Well, it's been a while since, I think, such an expensive squad came to Bramall Lane.
Even when the Uruguay under 21 team or what have you, there were a lot of unknown players back then. So a real treat then. And the fact that, yeah, the likes of Morelos, etc., could be playing here, be a great treat.
Yeah, I think it's like 6-7 Turkish national players from the A team. And plus we have 6 players who just played in the World Cup. As I said, all except Kayt are coming. Bruno Alves, you know, he went to Zenit 3 years ago for 25 million euros. And we have some players which cost Fenerbahce like 14, 15 million euros each. So it's a very expensive, very entertaining, squad. And the manager of Fenerbahce the last couple of seasons is a very, very, he's an offensive freak. He loves the, you know, the attacking football. So I'm really hoping that the people will enjoy it that day.
I'm going to borrow that phrase during the season, offensive freak, when we're watching teams that are playing just that type of football.
I'll tell you something. When I play, you know, computer games with my friends, I am not as, brave as he is. he's really, sometimes he plays with 4 or 5 strikers. He really is something else.
I'll look forward to that one then. So I know because of the prestige that Fenerbahce hold, this match has caught a fizz of excitement that a pre-season friendly wouldn't normally. But as we sit here now, late Tuesday morning, how many people do you think are coming already to this one?
Well, I heard that around 1,000 Turks already bought tickets, roughly. It was 800 2 days ago, so it must be like close to 1,000 now. One thing actually, not going to hold it back. I am quite upset is that I just heard that only 5,000 people bought tickets, which makes me a little bit upset because I have seen the atmosphere in Bramall Lane, you know, when it's a full house. Of course, it's a friendly and it's vacation time. I don't expect it to be a full house, but I never expected it to be 5,000 either. So I am hoping, praying to God, there will be a miracle. So it will be at least over 10,000 on match day.
Because I'm right in thinking that aren't there Fenerbahce supporters clubs dotted around the UK that would obviously have an interest in this game anyway, that are making the trip to the lane?
Yes, people are coming from Ireland, Scotland, Wales, all sort of cities in England, especially from London. It would have been more, but as I said, it's also vacation time for the Turks who are living in England. It's their time to go and enjoy a couple of weeks of, you know, their own country. Once a year, but the real crew from Istanbul cannot make it because it's such a hassle to get the visa just for a friendly game. Believe me, it's not worth it to go through that 3 weeks process. If it was a regular game, it would have been a much better story.